Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. Today's tip is out of Mating in Captivity by Esther Perel. She's a French sex therapist and author, and Mating in Captivity is one of my favorite books about sexuality from the past 10 years. This book, in her words, invites us to explore the paradoxical union of domesticity and sexual desire and explains what it means to bring lust home. We'll have a link to the book on this episode's page over at pleasuremechanics.com, as well as a link if you want the free audio version of Mating in Captivity. So come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, look for episode 114, and you'll find a link to buy the book so you can read the rest of it or get the free audio version from audible.com. Okay, on to the tip. This is a section she calls The Myth of Spontaneity. There is a powerful ideal operating in many people's view of sex, that it's an instant fit, a hand-in-pocket, skin-to-skin compatibility that is perfect from the start. Good sex is supposed to be easy, tension-free, and uninhibited. Either you have it or you don't. This idea is often accompanied by its good neighbor, the myth of spontaneity. The word spontaneity comes up like a mantra whenever men and women in my office talk about what constitutes, for them, exciting, thrilling, can't wait, truly erotic sex. It is hard to overstate their enthusiastic conviction that really sexy sex is supposed to be spur of the moment. We like to believe that sex arises from an impulse or inclination that is natural, unprompted, and artless. We talk about being swept away. I couldn't resist. I felt such a rush through my veins. It was bigger than both of us. I was completely taken over. This infatuation with the Big Bang theory of sex suggests our impatience with seduction and playful eroticism, which take up too much time, require too much effort, and, most important, demand full consciousness of what we are doing. For many of us, premeditated sex is suspicious. The idea that sex must be spontaneous keeps us one step removed from having to will sex to own our desire and to express it with intent. As long as sex is something that just happens, you don't have to claim it. It's ironic that in such a willful society, willfully conjuring up sex seems obvious and crass. It embarrasses us as if we've been caught doing something inappropriate. When my patients wax nostalgic about the early days of rapid ignition sex, I remind them that even in the beginning, spontaneity was a myth. Whatever used to happen in the moment was often the result of hours, if not days, of preparation. What outfit, what conversation, which restaurant, which music? All that planning, that highly detailed imaginative production was part of the buildup and part of the denouement. For this reason, I urge my patients not to be spontaneous about sex. Spontaneity is a fabulous idea, but in an ongoing relationship, whatever is going to just happen already has. Now they have to make it happen. Committed sex is intentional sex. I couldn't resist has to become I don't want to resist. We just fell into each other's arms has to become let me take you in my arms. We just click has become, can we click tonight? My aim is to help patients become comfortable with sexuality as a consciously acknowledged and enthusiastically welcomed part of their lives, something that demands full engagement. So I think you can see why she is one of my favorite authors. She writes both so intelligently and clearly about sex, but also with a poetry and a passion that makes it a real joy to read. And I think there's not much more to be said here about the myth of spontaneous sex. We too hear from people all the time who long for the days when sex, quote, just happened. And this is why in our Foreplay Mastery course, we covered not only foreplay techniques for once you're in bed, but also things like how to keep romance alive, how to seduce one another, how to flirt with your spouse, and how to initiate sex fearlessly. Because we know that it takes conscious effort to create the conditions where you can have sex when you're both in the mood. And let's face it, it's very rare when both people are spontaneously in the mood for sex at the same time. That requires a sort of crossing of the stars constellation of desire. Instead, you can start implementing practices that actively cultivate your appetite for sex, but also show you ways to initiate intimacy and touch and affection that is separate from the invitation to sex, so you can have more spontaneous moments of affection within your relationship, which then in turn creates the conditions for having sex when you have the opportunity. Whether or not you're both spontaneously in the mood, you'll turn towards one another, you'll say yes, as Esther talks about in this quote. So the challenge for this week is to start creating the conditions for non-spontaneous sex. What would help you feel in the mood for sex more often? What would help you desire your partner more? Do a little thought about this and then take a step or two towards cultivating those conditions within your relationship so you'll be more likely to say yes to sex when you have the opportunity. This might mean some acts of service, paying attention to your partner's needs and doing something just to please them, just to offer yourself to them in a gift of service. It could mean actively seducing your spouse with some visual seductive techniques, or it could mean initiating a massage and connecting through touch first and warming up your relationship through affectionate touch and massage. There's a big menu to draw from when it comes to flirting with your spouse and seducing them. So try a few out, and if you are curious for more, come check out our Foreplay Mastery course over at pleasuremechanics.com, where you'll also find the show notes for this episode, number 114, where there'll be a link to Esther's book, Mating in Captivity, as well as an opportunity to get the Audible version of that book for free. And if you're ready to get that book for free right away, you can go directly to audibletrial.com/pleasure. That's audibletrial.com/pleasure, and search for Mating in Captivity, and you'll find that book and get it for free along with your free trial from our friends over at Audible. I'm Chris from pleasuremechanics.com. We'll see you on Friday for our full episode of Speaking of Sex. For now, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.